This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
This podcast is in association with our friends at Palmer's. Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by the lovely mum of two, Amanda, and we're going to be discussing how our bodies changed during and after pregnancy, with women feeling so much pressure to get back to their pre-baby body thanks to the filtered world of social media. We're going to share our experiences and a few tips to help you learn to love your body just as it is, because, well, it's pretty bloody amazing. So hi Amanda, it's lovely to have you on the show today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, this is a topic which is very close to my heart. I think the main reason is I wasn't aware how much my body would change, kind of not so much during pregnancy, but I really felt the change afterwards. And I didn't put on much weight or anything, but my body shape really changed. And I felt so unprepared for that, you know. So I feel like this is a really great discussion to have, because we talk so much about, you know, becoming a mom and all that kind of side of it. But I feel like the whole how our body changes and that real kind of self-love and self-confidence, we don't talk about that enough.
Oh God, yes, I agree totally. I think when you're pregnant, there's so much information, you know. You're told, you know, your baby is the size of a grape up until you give birth and everything that's happening and all the changes. And I remember with my first pregnancy, after I had the baby, I was just so confused as to why I still look pregnant.
Yes, exactly. Because it's, you kind of, if you don't know, you kind of think, well, the baby's out now, so what's going on?
So like nobody told me that. I was like, why am I still pregnant? And it just, everything, you know, that comes with the postpartum after that as well, you know, just knowing that, okay, you're not going to feel completely 100%. Obviously, yes, you just gave birth to a baby, but I think I was just completely naive and thought that once I had the baby, you know, baby's out and then I'll be fine and then we move on.
Exactly. And I really agree with you. I knew that my body was changing, but I just expected, I remember it really vividly, looking in the mirror, trying on my favourite pair of jeans, and they did fit, but I felt so uncomfortable. And I was like, hold on a second. If all the clothes that I loved and that made me feel good now don't, what do I do? Because my safety nets, my security blankets have now gone. And you kind of feel like you're at this stage of, well, what do I do? Like, my body's changed, but I don't really know. I wasn't even too sure how it had changed at the time, you know, but in hindsight, I can see that, you know, just to be completely honest, my belly was hanging very, very low. It was quite saggy and my breast had changed shape and I just felt really different. And I feel like at the time I was just a bit like, well, what is going on? Like, how do I just wanted to fix it, but it's not necessarily something you can fix, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely remember those changes kind of happening. And can you remember how your body changed?
So I think, you know, because I have two little ones. When I say little ones, my oldest is 11. When I had my oldest, although, you know, I had the shock after I had the baby, you know, it was like, okay, what's going on right now? Why am I still pregnant? I didn't really experience that big of a difference in terms of like my clothes fitting and things like that. I was pretty much back wearing my normal clothes within a couple of weeks, and it was like completely normal. But I was also 21. So I think that biology played a lot into that. So fast forward 9 years later, when I had Namiko, my youngest, it was a completely different ball game. My body changed so much. You know, I gained some weight that felt like I had to shake it off, you know, and it it was really not about that. It was, I just really had to kind of, I think when I first had him in the first few months, I was so focused on, okay, I need to lose some weight. And it got to a point where my partner was like, no, you don't. You really just need to savor the moment right now and just be a mom and just, you know, enjoy that. And I really had to find a way to accept myself and learn to love myself in this new skin and this new body that I wasn't expecting, because in my head, I thought it was just going to be like how it was when I had my first, that, okay, we have the baby and then we bounce back and then we move on. But it didn't happen that way. So I really, after getting over the shock of it, it just really was a journey, you know, to just kind of like realize that we're so conditioned as well because of the images that we see on social media and all that, where we feel like we have to bounce back. But it's really not about that. So when I kind of learned to stop and be like, okay, you're missing moments here. You're missing moments with your baby. You're missing moments where you could enjoy this fourth trimester and just be in the moment and just love yourself. Like, that was a bit of a game changer for me.
Yeah, I think it does. Sometimes it does take that kind of light bulb moment. Like I said, when I put on my favorite pair of jeans and I was like, whoa, like what do I do? And it was at that point I was like, right, okay, I'm not going to sit here and carry on feeling rubbish about myself, because I feel like that's what you do. You kind of just talk badly to yourself, don't you? You know, and you kind of, you can be your own worst enemy sometimes. And it's so hard, because I struggled when I first had my little one, because I suddenly felt like my life had changed so dramatically. And I obviously loved that I was now a mum, but little things like I didn't have time to, you know, wash my hair as much as I wanted to. And, you know, all those little things that used to make me feel good, they were kind of going by the wayside. And I had to say to myself, right, you know, yes, you're a mum now, but you can still look after yourself and still do the things that you like doing. And especially when it comes to the things that make you feel good. You know, I think that's something we have to remember. It's not selfish to look after yourself. And someone said to me recently that, you know, for you to, you know, do your best at looking after your child, you have to look after yourself as well and make yourself feel good.
That's so true. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and I basically just went through my whole wardrobe, because for me personally, the things that make me feel good are having clothes that I like that make me feel good, looking after my skin that makes me feel good. So I literally went through my whole wardrobe and tried everything on and was like, right, this is just how it's going to have to be. I'm just going to have to start from scratch. And that's kind of what I did. And I kind of did the same with my skincare as well, because it just, like I said, it's just what made me feel good.
Yeah. And how liberating is that? You know, at the end of it, you got a new wardrobe.
Exactly. Or just made old things work. Like the things that didn't fit me before, I was like, well, hold on a second. This is now working for me. You know, it's just opening up and trying new things.
Yeah, it really is. And you say something really important there when you spoke about self-care. Because I think as moms, that's 100% something that a lot of us neglect, because we become moms and our kids need us, obviously, but then there's not enough time to look after ourselves. And that's one thing that I've done for me as well, that I really love, like just making that time to have that self-care for me, you know. And it's little things like, you know, like you just say, like skincare. I love skincare as well. So it's like looking at myself. When I say it, I was looking at my body and I didn't like what I saw. You know, I suddenly had stretch marks, which I didn't have when I had my first child. So I was like, what is this? What do I do with this? But also learning that there's products out there that you can use that, you know, will help you feel better, will help you, your skin be bouncier, look better, you know, and just really utilizing that and taking that as, okay, this is my form of self-care. I'm going to wear things that make me feel good. I'm going to use products that make me feel good. And ultimately, then you feel so much better.
Yeah, exactly. I really agree. And I think there's a lot to be said for investing in yourself, whether that's time or products or even if it's just talking to other people, you know, and realizing that other people are feeling the same as you or have felt the same as you. And I'm really interested to hear about your kind of your stretch mark journey, if you like, because I feel like it feels like such a big deal when you're pregnant. Like, it just, you know, I loved being pregnant, absolutely loved it. Pregnancy really, really agreed with me physically. And I feel like for me personally, the stretch marks wasn't a huge deal because I've always had stretch marks. I've had them on my shoulders and I've always kind of, so there's like a Palmer's stretch mark lotion and I've always used it. It's just something, like I said, on my shoulders and my kind of like hip area. I've always had stretch marks. So it didn't really feel like a huge deal for me. But I know for some women who kind of have never had them before, it can be such a shock.
Oh God, yes, it was a complete shock for me because I've never had stretch marks in my entire life. And I actually started to get them when I was pregnant. As my tummy was stretching, I started to notice, like, you know, stretch marks here and there. It wasn't really that bad during that pregnancy because I knew that there was products that I could use. And, you know, like we said, there's a lot of information during pregnancy, not so much for after. So I invested in, you know, like some massage creams. And I actually, you mentioned Palmer's. I had a Palmer's massage cream as well, the lotion. And I actually used to put my partner to use.
And oh, make my gosh, him, like, yes. Yes,
massage
absolutely.
The belly, which was really nice. And after I had my second, my son, I had more stretch marks. It was really shocking, but I knew that there was products that I could use. And I knew, especially with talking to other moms and, you know, like I started on Instagram following other moms who had just had babies or who were having babies and seeing that this is not a new thing. This is very normal and it's okay to have stretch marks. That helped me a lot, like just surrounding myself, filling myself with images of other real women rather than the images that we're seeing on social media and all that other stuff that are not, you know, that are fully filtered and not true.
As a mum of two, I know how important it is to learn to love your body just how it is, but I also know how difficult that can be. My biggest piece of advice would be to find a self-care routine that works for you, and that's why I love Palmer's. Palmer's have created a complete stretch mark care kit with a massage lotion, massage cream, tummy butter, and skin therapy oil. You can shop their range on Amazon today and at your local supermarkets such as Superdrug, Boots, and Asda. I totally agree with the looking at other images and actually kind of realizing that most people have stretch marks or have some kind of stretch marks or, you know, are using products to help them improve how their stretch marks look or how they feel about them. And it's definitely nothing to be ashamed of at all. And I'm really interested, actually, how do you feel about your stretch marks now?
You know, we've been on a journey and I think I'm really grateful for them now, as weird as that sounds, because I feel like I look at my stretch marks and if that's what I get for having my beautiful boys, then it's really not even a price to pay at all. Mm-hmm. And it's really not even a flaw. I look at it as, okay, this is just like beauty marks. It's, you know, it's a part of me. And our bodies are so amazing. How amazing is the human body that we can carry life and give birth and all this stuff? So I think it's just, I'm not really that phased anymore. I've just accepted them. I love them. They're part of me.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. Sometimes it is just a bit of time that, you know, we go through so much when we're pregnant and we have this new amazing baby arrive. And so much happens in actually such a short time. And I know 9 months seems like a long time, but when you're pregnant, it does go quickly, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, and I just think we have to deal with so much emotionally, physically. I mean, we could talk about everything financially, you know. We have to deal with so much. And I think we have to give ourselves credit that, sometimes things take time. And whether that means, you know, getting used to being a mum, getting used to this new baby around, or getting used to our new bodies and new, like you said, our new beauty marks. I think, you know, sometimes it's just time. Like, give yourself a break. You know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I feel so crap about myself and, you know, I don't know what to do, just give yourself a break. Like, it's okay to feel that way, but don't be hard on yourself. You have done so much recently.
You've done an amazing job. You've carried an entire person in your body. So it's definitely time to be gentle on yourself and know that, exactly, you know, you're doing great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when it comes to things like stretch marks or how your body changes, what's quite funny is, I don't know about you, but I feel like usually it's only you that actually notice that, you know, everyone else would be like, oh, you look amazing. And, you know, and actually no one else kind of sees that. So it really is a self, you know, it's a self-care job, isn't it? That no one else sees it. Everyone else thinks you're doing amazing. So it really is down to you to try and make yourself feel better.
Yeah, it starts with you. I think even if 50 million people were telling you you looked amazing, if you didn't feel it in yourself, then you're not going to feel great. So it's really about being selfish with yourself and saying, okay, like, I deserve to feel good. And I'm going to take care of myself and give myself some self-care and be gentle with myself, because I completely deserve it and I'm worth it. I think the biggest thing that we suffer from is the mom guilt, especially as new moms, because we feel, yes, like we should be doing this and we should be doing that. And really, you really need to be gentle with yourself. I think I can't stress that enough. The time goes by so quickly. And, you know, I have regrets from when I had my first, because I was so young and I was just wanting to just get out in the world and just get on with life, that I feel like I didn't really take the time to just be, with myself, to just be with my child, and to just, you know, be in the moment, because I was like giving in to all the pressures of how I felt I should look, what I thought I should achieve. And ultimately, really, like, the most important thing right now is take care of yourself, you know, and just love yourself, love your baby. And I think if you can just do that, you've done 90% of the job.
Yeah, exactly. And do you have a self-care routine now? Because I have two little ones and I really struggled at the beginning, and sometimes I still struggle now just to find that time. But I have a couple of really small things that I always do. So I have, like, I try now and have a face care kind of regime and routine, and that always makes me feel good when I have a shower to myself and I lock the door and someone's looking after my boys, because honestly, trying to have a shower in peace it's priceless. Like, it really is priceless. And yeah, those are my, plus also, you know, it might sound silly, but a bit of self-care for me is answering my emails. It's just, you know, dealing with those little things I've been putting off. But it can be hard when you've got little ones. So what self-care routine have you got now?
It really can be challenging when you have a little one, especially, like, my little one is not that much younger than yours. He's 2.5 and he's, yeah, very demanding. I cannot go to the bathroom without him screaming mama and knocking at the door 50 times outside. Yeah. So I definitely know what that's like. But I've really kind of, Sundays are my day. Sunday afternoons, I normally will run myself a bath. And that's it for me. It's literally run myself a bath, put some bath salts, some bath oils, take the iPad into the bathroom and watch trashy reality TV shows.
Yeah.
And just giving myself that hour of doing that, it helps to kind of, you know, restore me to think, okay, I did something for myself. I also sometimes will do, like, some certain evenings, because my kids are all in bed by 8. I'll have an evening where it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself a facial, because I love skincare. So I'll, like, you know, get my face steamer out and sit in front of the TV watching EastEnders and steaming my face and putting on a face mask. And yeah, that's enough. You know, it's like, oh, I feel like I've I've given myself something, that time for myself to take care of me.
Exactly. And I think that should start from when you're pregnant, that having those few minutes of self-care, that little self-care routine, whether it's a bath, checking your emails, getting a massage, like you said, you know, I feel like start that from when you're pregnant so that you've worked out what you like, what you enjoy, what makes you feel good, so that, you know, you're not suddenly here with this new baby thinking, oh my gosh, what is it that I actually need right now? Because you've got your little backups, you know, what you know de-stresses you, you know what you enjoy. So don't, you know, be selfish sometimes and start your self-care routine while you're pregnant. You know, it's not all about the baby, you know.
It's really not. I know they're like, they're the cutest things ever.
Yeah. And they don't really deserve easy. All the attention.
Yeah, but that's the thing, what you just said right there is, it's really hard though as a mom to take on, isn't it? Like being told it's not all about the baby. You're like, feels like it is.
Yeah, but it's true, you know, it really, it is like, okay, let's not lie, it's like 99% about the baby, but that 1% is extremely vital, because without that other 1%, you know, you won't have that 99%, you know, amazing little one. So oh, yes. That 1% is still super important.
And when you fill your cup, then you can fill others.
Yeah, exactly. And so is there anything that you'd wish you'd known about your body before you had your two little ones? I know both your pregnancies and, well, your experience was slightly different. But is there anything that you would wish that you'd really, really known?
What I wish I'd really known about my body, I think I just wish I had known that my body will change and that's okay. It sounds so simple, but I think just buying into the snapback culture and the images that we're fed all the time, we don't realize that it's influencing us. So I really wish I'd known that my body is going to change and that's totally okay, and it doesn't change who I am as a person. I'm still going to be me regardless of whether I have extra stretch marks or part of my skin sags. I'm still going to be me, and that's totally, and who I am is enough. That's what I wish I'd known.
Absolutely. And pretty much I'm the same. I mean, I wish that I kind of had this podcast, you know, when I was pregnant, because I just didn't realize that my body would change. And it changed dramatically, but not for anyone else. You know, no one else noticed anything. It was just how I felt about it. And that I would have to learn to, because I had just reached a point where I was quite confident in myself. And suddenly that was knocked back, and I had to learn to love myself again. And it does take time, but, you know, I just wish I'd known that my body would change, you know, that my shape would change.
It does take time, but it's completely worth it. I was actually laughing with my friend the other day because we were looking through, going through memory lane and looking through pictures of when she had her hen weekend, like almost a decade ago. And I was looking at myself and thinking, oh my goodness, I look so different there. And like in the pictures before I had my firstborn. And I think about those moments though. And actually I didn't have a lot of self-esteem, even though I had the quote unquote, you know, acceptable body. I had no stretch marks and all this stuff. And I'm so grateful for the journey that I've had through motherhood and really actually really learning to love and appreciate myself. Because I am two sizes bigger than I was. I have a little extra skin. I have more stretch marks, or all stretch marks, which I never had. But I am the most confident in myself than I have ever been in my life. So absolutely. It's like it's been a blessing in a way, because 10 years ago, I didn't have that confidence. So it had to be a journey. We had to come on a journey together, my body and I.
Yeah, and I feel like when you have a baby, you have, I always call it this kind of inner secret superhero power that you didn't know you had, and you can wake up 5 times in the night and still crack on in the morning, and you can manage to carry, you know, 500 things at one time, and you know, you become And you not that you haven't always been, but you find this amazing inner strength. And I feel like, you know, that will come with time, you know, so don't be so hard on yourself. That will definitely come with time. And I guess just to end, if there was one piece of advice that you would give to our listeners, to in terms of how to learn to love their changing body and stretch marks, what would that be?
So I think the biggest thing that's worked for me when I started doing it, actually, I didn't believe in it either, is really positively affirming yourself. So I started, my friend got me into speaking about myself positively. So I used to always be like, oh, I hate my stretch marks. Oh, like, look at all the skin I have. Oh, and she'd be like, well, why don't you turn that around maybe and just talk about what you do appreciate about your stretch marks, or what do you love about yourself? So I started doing positive affirmations where even something as simple as every day just saying to yourself, I love myself, it makes such a huge difference. And at first you might say it and not believe it, because you say I love myself and then you look at yourself and think, oh, but I don't love this part. But the more that you do it, the more that you actually really start to see the beauty of yourself.
Absolutely. And you know what, until you start, because I really believe in that as well, I really believe in positive, you know, positive affirmations, and so much that I actually do it with my little ones now.
Yes,
so
on the way to preschool,
so on the way to preschool I say things like, you are great, and I make them repeat it after me, or you are amazing, you are kind. And it's so funny because this is proof that it works, because my two-year-old was in bed the other night, and in the middle of the night he was asleep and he was shouting in his sleep, I am great.
Oh, that is amazing. I love that.
Yeah, so please, like, that's a huge tip, actually. Definitely give that a go. You might feel silly at first, but, you know, it obviously, if my two-year-old is saying it in the middle of the night, it's sinking in somewhere.
Exactly.
But I have to say, thank you so much, Amanda, for coming on today. It's definitely, I wish I could have had this when I was pregnant, because it's been so lovely to hear what your journey and the things that you've done to bring you to this great place where you're at now.
Oh, thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
And before we end today, is there anywhere that we can find you online and follow your journey?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at mansmillie, MANDSMILLIE, where I share a lot more about my parenting journey and lifestyle, and you'll be able to find out details about my podcast that I also host every week, where we delve deep into life as a mother.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's been lovely having you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been made in association with our friends at Palmer's.